straight cash, homie.
This is the Soulless Voice, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
If you're not down with that, we got two words for you!
And it's Friday, September 16th. It's a Lock It Up Friday. You know what that means. We give you our picks. We lock them up. And you see what happens on Sunday and on Monday, because we're going to pick that one on Monday. But we're not going to pick that one today. But we might. But we might not. And also, we got Canelo Alvarez fighting this weekend. Who you got? I know who I got. Who you got? Canelo has one and a half blemishes on his record. One and a half. He had a little struggle. He had a little time with his last fight, Amir Khan. But, nah, I don't know. Let's see. We got the fellas here. We got the best Mike and Mike in sports. I'm sorry, best Mike and Mike in radio. That would be.
Of course, same thing.
I can't give you that title just yet. I ain't seen neither one of y'all play anything, actually. So,
I'm sorry. I can't give any of us
that title.
Have you won an MVP trophy? Have you ever won an MVP trophy?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, I've also won an MVP trophy. Okay, and
but that means nothing because neither one of us have seen play anything.
But we know people that have seen me play that can tell you how great I was.
Okay, all right. You sound like you want me to you want me to verify it for you. Okay, all right.
There you go. I got all my accolades from marching band, which is an actual technical sport. So I got all my trophies from that. So yeah, I'm a winning athlete when it comes to tuba and marching band.
Now I love you, and I think it's amazing that you can do something I can't do, and that's play an instrument and read music. But if I can't call cheerleading a sport, nor golf. I can't call band a sport.
Well, we actually move more and do more and actually work out at a higher degree than golfers. So, and we actually end up on a football field for a definite
I have a new standard. And okay. I'll call competition marching band competition. I'll call it a sport because I have a new standard for sports now.
Okay, let me know what it is. I might have to agree with you.
If it has points, it's a sport.
Okay.
I'm sorry, not points. If it has a score, it's a sport.
Okay.
There's no scoring in band.
No, yes, there is. In band competition, they're scoring. They're scoring for marching technique. They're scoring for your formations. They're scoring for if you sound like a rap on the field or not, or you sound like a concert, like you sound like an actual concerto symphonic ensemble. They're scoring for your flag squad, if you got a flag squad, your percussion, if they actually know how to stay on beat.
All right, my bad. I understand. I was about to pick my feet up.
Well, Michael was taking over the floor.
It was like Monday Night Raw, talking band.
Let me tell you something, man. And look, I ain't even talking about the HBCUs. The HBCUs got one level of competition. We already know what that is. Dancers and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the intensity of the color guard bands. Like there's a Blue Devils band. They're not the same. There's a band called Blue Devils Cavaliers. Those guys, they do that chorus style. They roll their feet. They blast the heck out of their horns. I'm trying to tell you, it's intense for our brothers and sisters on the white side of the fence when it comes to their band competitions. It's intense over there. They really go at it.
See, I wouldn't know because all the music they play is kind of slow for the most part, unless they're playing like a Michael Jackson song, and it just sounds like a bunch of bells ringing.
They always play Star Wars. Indiana Jones is probably difficult to play. Probably is.
The scores and stuff like that.
No, don't get me wrong. I think it's all difficult to play, and I like what you said. And for that, if there's a score involved, I don't know if I still agree with that, but it's a heck of a
I don't know about NASCAR. Does NASCAR actually have a legitimate score?
Yes, NASCAR has points. Don't you start that.
I was just messing.
If, let's put it this way. If it doesn't have a score, it's not a sport.
There you go.
So, you know, whatever. If it doesn't have a score, it's not a sport. 347-637-3859. It's a Lock It Up Friday. Woo, I got the odds in front of me. Man, I'm how'd you do last week, Mike?
Well, if you must know, like last year on week one, and I went 8-8. The year before that, I was so good. You know, I went 14-4 3 years ago. Last year 8-8. This year 8-8. But also made a difference to change this week. If you go to YouTube, Fox Sports Radio 1340 YouTube channel, listen and watch the hashtag Bet That Show. I'm no longer counting games I say not to touch. I'm not even going to give you, because I have people inboxing me and you know, what do you call it? What the kids talk about, DMing me, and you told me. I said, well, I also said don't touch the game, but I gave you the winners and losers. I said, if you have to pick one, then I would pick this one. But no longer, if I say don't touch it, but I give you who I think will win, I'm not counting against my record. So there's three or four games. I got to go back and look again that I'm not going to touch this week at all. So it's just going to have to be what it is, because I'm not going to touch them. I'm not going to put myself and my record and my reputation on the line right there, Jay Chris.
That's an interesting way to go about it. It's an interesting way. Can't be mad at that. Well, this week we have some interesting lines, some interesting storylines, and betting lines. Let's jump right into it, man. Let's go. Y'all ready?
I was born ready, but my mother told me.
All right. Well, we got Tennessee at Detroit. Detroit is a 6-point favorite at Tennessee at home. Excuse me, 6-point favorite. Mike, who you got?
You know, last week Tennessee started off hot. The Minnesota Vikings defense quickly shut that down. They played very good, however, defensively against Minnesota. I believe they held Adrian Peterson to 22 points. They had a couple of fumbles in that game. That also, I think, Minnesota had three defensive touchdowns in that game. So the offense kind of gave it away. I don't still trust Detroit. Detroit came back in a comeback victory against Micah's team of the Indianapolis Colts, which I think the Colts choked that win away. I still don't believe in Detroit. I will never believe in Detroit. It's like believing in Cleveland. It's honestly like believing in the Cubs to win a World Series, and I'm a Cubs fan. It's my belief is very shaky, even though we clinched the division on a loss last night. I got to go with the points here and take Tennessee with the points. It's 6.5, which means it's 7 points on the board. I'm not saying Tennessee wins this game, but I definitely think they cover. So I'm taking Tennessee in the points.
Michael, who you got?
I'm speaking out of revenge, and I know that Chuck Pagano choked that whole thing away. That was our game, and he blew it. He had one job, and he blew it. But in seriousness, I also, just like Mike, don't believe in Detroit. While I love Jim Caldwell, he's done some great things for my organization, I don't really believe in him as a greatly effective head coach. I'm going to actually take Tennessee to win this game. By that touchdown.
Detroit has to prove it to me. They have to prove it to me. Without Megatron, they have to prove it to me. It's not the first time we've seen a team just get better when their star players left. However, that being said, you giving me Tennessee and 6 points, I'm taking Tennessee and 6 points. So is that unanimous?
To lock it up.
We all take
it? That's a station lockup right there. I wish Wally was here, because I'm quite sure he would take Detroit.
I think Hugo is here. Hugo, is that you?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man? We got Detroit as a 6-point favorite at Tennessee. Who you got?
Detroit. Is it a Tennessee or in Detroit?
It's in Detroit.
So Detroit's favored by 6.
Favored by 7. Favored by 7. 6.5. No, I'm sorry. It is 6. It's 5.5. I apologize.
I'm going with Detroit, guys. I lock up Detroit.
Locking up Detroit.
He messed up by unanimous vote there, guys. You know? Like, wow. What a loser.
Mike, you know me. As much as it pains me, I want to go for Marcus Mariota, but he just has nothing. Nothing.
So you're taking Detroit? You taking Detroit?
I think he has plenty around him. You got two nice running backs. You got DeMarco Murray. You got the rookie Henry. Do they have any receivers? No, not really. But they got some promising young guys. And King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter, our social media producer, said he has Tennessee as well in that game. So it's 4-1.
All right. Well, we're on to the next one. Here we go. You got Kansas City as 2-point dogs on the road in Detroit. On the road in Houston. I'm looking right at it and I said Detroit. I don't know why. Thank you, Detroit.
You look at the one real fast, Jay Chris. You looking at the one that I sent you? They're 2.5.
I'm looking at current line right now, as they stand right now.
Okay. And it's only 2-point. It's not 2.5. All right. Can you go off the one that
I'm looking at current odds.
Right, I mean, I know lines change, but if the bets was already placed, it's what it is. So, go ahead. I'm making mine off of the ones I had, and I apologize. So, why I had that 5.5. I can't take that 2 points. That 2 points, a half a point, a point sways everything. You know it does.
Okay, where are yours?
I have them at 2.5. I got it. I emailed
where can you. I find your line, the lines that you have?
In your email. That.
Oh man, I got look at my email.
Down in the DM. I got Houston by 2. Got Houston with 2, -2.
Well, Houston's the favorite in this game by 3. If this game was in Kansas City, I would actually take Kansas City. But the fact that it's Houston's game, the fact that Kansas City, it's really weird this year. And I know it's just week 2 coming up, but it's weird how we have these teams like Buffalo. Last night, who was supposed to have this great secondary. We had Kansas City last week who really, really struggled against San Diego before Keelan Allen went down with another season-ending injury. But it's his 5th time in the last 6 years that he's gone down for the year. I think he might want to go ahead and give that up. Really struggled with San Diego, which I called, and that was my upset of the week. So I got to lock up Houston right now, being a home dog. J.J. Watts. I like what Hopkins did. I love what the rookie Fuller did from Notre Dame, as I also said. I picked him up in fantasy and gave me big points last week. I got to go with Houston in this game as well, Micah. How you got it, Jay Chris?
Well, first I'm called violation, but I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. You got Houston 2.5 at home, or 2.5 at home. Houston is a team on the come up. However, I think Kansas City – everything on here wants me to go with Houston on this, but I'm going to go for some reason. Something's going towards Kansas. Didn't Kansas City lose a wide receiver last week, or lose a running back? Did they lose Jamal Charles last week?
Jamal Charles didn't play last week.
He didn't play last week. Okay, so he is going to play this week.
He's still questionable on my fantasy draft.
Give me Kansas City. If you're going to give me Kansas City in 2.5, give me Kansas City. I'm still riding with Andy Reid on that. Kansas City. Plus the 2.5. Micah, I think you already gave us this one, didn't you, Micah?
Yeah, he took Houston.
Hugo.
Give me Houston. I think the home crowd definitely does play a huge role. I think Brock Osweiler, I think he'll have a good game. I think he'll have a good game in the season opener for Houston at home. Yeah, go ahead and give me Houston, man.
All right, here's my violation.
You lock it up.
Here's my violation. My violation is on you, Mike. Michael,
okay.
Not Micah. Michael.
I know my name.
You sent me this. These lines about 15 minutes ago.
And
the show started about 15 minutes ago.
I sent it to you at 5 minutes to showtime. Actually.
Okay, 18 minutes ago you sent it to me.
Okay.
But you didn't tell me you sent it to me. You just told me just now. You got to tell me.
That is a lie on air. We were off air, and I asked, and I said, check your email. I'm going to send you my picks.
When
you were talking about
when did
how
you say
go,
that? When did you
I
say
said
that?
When we were having our conversation, in the midst of me saying how terrified I am about what I got to go do tonight.
I think that you said that. because
no,
you
I don't
said
think
well.
That I said it. I know that I said it. I know that what? I know that I know that I said it because you know
what,
that I know
my
that
reaction,
I said it.
What was my
but
reaction?
You know that I know that I said that I said it. You said okay.
What was my reaction when I said it? When you said
you
that?
You said okay. You said okay.
That don't even sound like me. I don't even sound like me.
No way, you know, something's going on here. Someone
gonna stand here and listen to this baloney.
The question is, who baloney you believe in?
Let me put my case out there for you, Micah. We're talking to a man who's driving on a mountain and he's scared to death. He's starting to sweat and everything else. Okay, do you think that maybe he omitted some information because you know he's thinking about his upcoming fear?
I'm not on the mountain.
Is that plausible?
It is plausible. Don't have to
bring
him.
I'm talking.
We ain't going to no law enforcement thing right here. If he said it to you, he just didn't tell you. which we must say, I have in the past asked for something and like he thought he sent it to me, but he didn't. So people are apt to forget something. But if he actually sent it to you and you see it, he just didn't tell you about it. Well, that just means you don't check your emails.
I'm not checking my email 30 seconds before the show starts because I'm getting things ready for the show.
Technically 3 minutes before the show starts.
I check my message to my email. I don't know what I may get.
And it goes to your phone. I heard your phone ding when I sent it.
Actually, you didn't hear my phone. There's no way you heard my phone ding.
Listen, whatever. You got them. That's all that matters.
Well,
all right, next on the...
They're locked up. No, you lock it up.
Next on the docket, we have... New England as 6.5 points favorites at Miami, at Miami, down in Hugo Country.
No, they're in New England, brother.
They're at Foxborough.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at this. Oh, I can't read that. I just woke up.
I can read them.
It's not your team, Hugo, but it is the team from the city. Who you got?
Taking New England. What kind of question is that?
Ooh, Mr. Pyramid.
Listen, I started to question, is Tom Brady the best quarterback of all time? And I had to question it as I gave him that mantle and was in that argument and moved John Elway to number two. I had to reconsider it after last week's game, and I'm starting to think that Belichick is the greatest coach in the world when it prepares for something with weeks in advance. And that was that Arizona game. He didn't know Arizona that well. He doesn't play against Arizona on a yearly basis. But what he does do and what he does know is Miami. Now, if this game was in Miami at the 6, at the 7, I got to probably take Miami because they do play each other very well. But this game's in New England. Garoppolo has been prepared for this. I got to take Belichick and the New England Patriots to win this game and cover the 7 just because. Miami looked it very horrible against Seattle last week, but I know that Seattle's defense is a stout defense, so we can take it to that. But Tannehill, who I thought would be the answer to that division, the challenge to that division last year, proved me completely wrong. He's proven everybody wrong. Talk about somebody stealing money. Tannehill is stealing money after that contract that he got. New England, 7 points, Micah. Who you got in this? You can lock that up, TJ Chris.
Well, let me lock that up for you. Here we go. Let me go ahead and lock that up.
Go lock it up. There you go. Lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
I got to do it too, man. I got to do it too. This is crazy. This is crazy. As much as I dislike this team, and this is proving my point every single time I talk about New England Patriots about who is the actual secret. And when he started to hit his stride as a head coach, Bill Belichick has made a tremendous difference in this team and what they're able to do. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I used the wrong name. Belichick. has been a difference making this team. Definitely taking New England and definitely taking the points on that one. You can lock that up for me.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Well, I'm going to be the one that goes out on a limb on this one. I'm going to be Miami Dolphins. Those bottlenose Dolphins are salivating at the snout, and they are ready to take off to Miami and make something happen. They're going to bring that good weather with them. And they're going to get all over Mr. Jimmy Garoppolo, and they're going to win this game. Give me the points. Lock it up.
Better lock it up.
Are you willing to make that your upset of the week? Are you that?
I don't see this as upset, but I might as well. I might as well. I mean, with the spread.
Yeah.
Okay, you ain't gonna finish.
You really call it an upset?
I want to say. I was going to say, but the point, it looks like an upset, so.
I mean, yes, I'll say that the Miami Dolphins beat the Patriots, but they didn't beat the Patriots at their fullest strength at, on their offensive side.
I'm sorry? Come again? Thank you. Come again.
I think a real Miami beating New England, if Tom Brady was at the helm, would be a real upset in my opinion. That's just where I am with that. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo.
As far as that is concerned. Okay, but see, this is why I'm going to go against that. Like I just said, we have seen Belichick win with any quarterback when given a chance. I know somebody's going to say, well, look at Castle after the fact. He went 11-5 with Matt Castle when, you know,
right.
Matt Castle was also a virtually an unknown. And now we have Garoppolo, and you can say what you want to say. Arizona is a Super Bowl contender. Miami is not. Okay,
right.
No one, including Patriots fans, thought that they were going to win that game against the Arizona Cardinals or play that tough against that team. And they beat Arizona. So I think it is an upset if they pull that off.
Yeah, you're right.
Vaughn also says he's going with New England. New England Chariots, he calls them.
New England what? Chariots?
Chariots. I don't get that, but he said it.
Cheatriot.
Is that a word? It is now.
Just like Cheeto fries.
Here we go. Baltimore at Cleveland. 6.5-point favorites at Cleveland.
Do we really need to talk about this one?
For real.
This is Baltimore against the Factory of Sadness that now has lost their quarterback for pretty much – you might as well just go ahead and go and say it for the year. But then again, I'm scared because Josh McCown actually plays – he actually played good in that offense. He actually played well.
Oh, my God.
Baltimore, I'm going Baltimore. Give me the points. I don't believe in Cleveland, ever.
With the hiccups and all, I have to agree with everything he said.
Dude, it's delirious if you guys think that Cleveland is honestly even losing RG3. That team is just terrible, guys. They're bad, terrible.
See, I don't think they're bad. I really don't. I'm sorry. Hear me out. I'm gonna tell you the truth. First of all, their defense isn't horrible, and yeah, they're selling off their players. I use the words of Ari Gold. They're selling off assets like they're freaking Michael Jackson over there, and they're tanking the season. And now with RG3 getting hurt, which, you know, even further going to be tanked, that team's, I'm being honest, there were plays on that field that they could have really exploited the Eagles, and balls were over. So they got a very good receiving core. They got a very good receiving core, and they got a fairly decent defense. 7 points is a lot of points on the board. However, it's just I am a believer in Baltimore, and I'm a believer in Jim Harbaugh. I have to agree with a friend of the program now, thanks to Micah, Jim Brown from CBS, NFL on CBS, when he said, you know, the great job that Jim Harbaugh done. I don't think they're a horrible team, but after all that, I do got Baltimore covering the 7 points, Jake.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Mike, that Cleveland is not a terrible team. They just end up losing, which, I mean, it's like, well, if they keep losing, they got to be terrible. They're not as bad as people
right.
think. They're not
right,
as bad
right,
as people
right.
think. They can get down. It's just, you know, a couple breaks here and there, and it ends up different ways. It's just the city as a whole outside of the Cavaliers. It's just, well,
yeah.
I think it's the first place, too. I think it's the first place. So, but I hate the big spreads. This is a big spread in my book. 6.5,
yeah,
Baltimore. I think Baltimore probably wins by 2 touchdowns. I got to think they're a better team than the Eagles, top to bottom.
Right.
And let's be honest, the Eagles got away with some things last week to win that game
Absolutely.
The way they did.
Absolutely.
I'm going with Baltimore. I'm going with Baltimore to cover that 6.5. And
plus, remember, this is a really in a way, this is rivalry week. If you look at
some of the matchups, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is a rivalry week, and
our next two games are big rivalries. So
This is, you know, former cities fighting against each other. So
did you guys know
Baltimore.
Really quick?
Absolutely.
Did you guys know really quick that Cleveland are actually power ranked number 32 in the whole NFL, and they have a 39% chance of going number one in the draft next year? If that's
because they don't win.
They're not the worst team.
I just said they were tanking. But being the worst is Detroit a few years ago when they were 1-15. that's really bad. Like, and they had nothing but Megatron. Like, I'm not sure. I'm not going to put it out there and say what you want and what you don't watch. But if you watch the games and not the highlights, and I watch a lot of Cleveland games because, like I told you, all my life I've been quietly a Cleveland Browns fan ever since Bernie Kosar was there. They're not a bad team. They just really get a lot of bad breaks. They really, really do. I've seen a lot worse in the NFL than the Cleveland Browns.
Next game, Pittsburgh, 3.5-point favorite at home against Cincinnati. This is an interesting one. And I tweeted today that I felt like that Trevor Burfict hit on Antonio Brown did not have dirty intentions. Okay. If you look at that hit again, because they've been showing it all week and they're going to show it all Sunday, I guarantee you that. If you look at that hit, if Antonio Brown doesn't tilt his head, bend his head down, and brace for the hit, he gets a shoulder pad to the chest. Plain and simple, that's what it would have been. That was the trajectory. But Trevor Burfict is still serving a suspension for that hit. So I'll go ahead and go first since I already started with my monologue. You got 3.5-point favorite at home, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. This is a rivalry game. Pittsburgh looked pretty decent last week against the Skins. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh to cover that 3.5 at home. Who wants next?
Let me say something really quick. I think Pittsburgh is perhaps right now the best team in football, and they didn't have Le'Veon Bell, and they did not have Martavis Bryant, and they look extremely dangerous. I think they could be definitely the best team in the NFL. Cincinnati's defense against the Jets last week was definitely on point. But I can't just bet on the Steelers, especially being a rivalry game. I always seem to think that the Steelers always have the best up of the Bengals. I'm going to go ahead and give me Pittsburgh, man. It's just so hard, Jay Chris, to bet against Pittsburgh this year, man. It's just really, really, really hard. Really hard.
At least after that week one. At least after week one. It definitely is hard to go against them Steelers. Mike, who you got?
As you guys know, I picked Pittsburgh to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. So I agree with you, Hugo. I think they are the best team in football, and they don't even have their star running back. D'Angelo Williams doesn't have a lot of miles on him as long as he's been in the league, because he was in that two-back system in Carolina, so he can still go. Big Ben, to me, has always been elite, will be elite, and he's the kind of quarterback I would draft first because he's big and fast and mobile. If this game was in Cincinnati, I would choose Cincinnati because Cincinnati's not a bad team at all. It's just the fact that the only thing I don't like about this spread is that extra half a point, which brings it to 4. If this is a 3-point game, it'd be even tougher. But it's a 4-point game, and that's what, I mean, it makes it really hard. I mean, the other way around, because I'm picking Pittsburgh, but be careful, guys, who may sleep on Cincinnati. They are for real. Michael, who you got?
Now, oh, yeah. Absolutely, Cincinnati is for real. You got that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, because I understand how real Cincinnati is, I believe that they were going to split this season anyway, and I believe that Pittsburgh is going to be firing all cylinders come their next game when they play Cincinnati in Cincinnati. This game, I'm looking for the upset of Cincinnati beating Pittsburgh straight up. So that's what I feel about that, because I believe they're capable of doing that, because it's early in the season. And once Pittsburgh gets Le'Veon Bell back, and then they fix some more things in their defense, I honestly do believe that Pittsburgh is not going to be able to be stopped the second time. But here, I expect to hit up a little early in the season while they're shoring some things up. So give me Cincinnati in points.
Ooh.
King Vaughn Jr. also went with Pittsburgh in this one too, by the way.
Next game on the docket is another rivalry game where we got the We have your Washington Redskins at home.
Hell
3-point favorite.
No.
No, go ahead, Mike.
Don't touch this game.
You got it.
I don't touch this game. I don't touch this game. For those who are out there listening, go to your local, whatever it is you do. I'm not touching this game for several reasons. I don't know what Dallas is. New York Giants fans can feel proud they got a victory, but you almost beat a team. I mean, you beat a team, rather, that played horrible, and the Dallas Cowboys. That Prescott went 22 for 45, 222 yards. You have a running back who, to me, in the words of Stephen A. Smith, which I have to agree with, looked like Richardson out of Alabama. There's times I saw on the highlights and, oh, not the high, what do you call that? What's that thing that NFL, what's that show come on NFL.com where they show the game, but it's real, it's sped up, NFL fast forward.
Oh, yeah, NFL play.
There were times he was – it was times it was a big hole, and he ran into the back of a lineman. So I never believed in Ezekiel Elliott in the first place. But on the flip side, here goes this Washington team that I thought would win the division. I thought they would play better. But where's the running game? Where's the pass rush that King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter talked about last week? I didn't see it. I'm not touching this game. I don't want to touch this game. The points are for Washington. They're the home dogs. If you're going to go, you got to go with the home dog. But I ain't touching it, Jay Chris. Who you got on this one, Micah?
I got to go. I have to go. I will love, even though I can't stand Dallas, I will love to pick Dallas in the Alfred Morris revenge game because Washington is still shaking and stopping runners. But because Dallas also has no defense to stop Washington's wide receivers, I'm going with the Washington Redskins to win this game. And I think it's going to be more, and this will be way more than 3 points when they do it, too. You don't have a secondary to stop them, and they got great wide receivers. So I'm going with Washington.
So who you got?
Yeah, I agree with what the guy said. Everything that Micah pretty much said is definitely spot on. I don't trust Dallas, not because I don't like them. I just don't trust them. Stephen A. Smith has said it time and time again, Mike. They're an accident waiting to happen. The accident happened 2 weeks into the preseason when Tony Romo went down with injury. I don't trust Dallas. I don't trust Washington either, but if I have to choose, especially being the home crowd, I think Washington edges this. And even to cover the spread, although, because I know what we do here is to cover spread, but don't be surprised, though, guys, if this game finishes by like 1 or 2 points and Washington doesn't cover the spread. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say they cover the spread.
And we already know who King Von Jr. has, the Cowboy fan. No need to type it. We already know.
This game, I got a few things I want to say about this game. The last few years, these Skins and Cowboys games have been great to watch. They've been great games. The Giants have one of the best receiving corps in the NFC. Dallas was able to hang with that receiving corps last week.
Well, really? They threw 3 touchdowns. So did they really hang with him?
Yeah, but, I mean, when you have the best, they're probably score 3 touchdowns a game. That's probably what they're going to do. I would be surprised if they don't score 3 touchdowns a game. When you have the time, Victor Cruz is a top-notch talent. He's on his way back, but Victor Cruz was a top-notch talent before he got hurt. We know what Odell Beckham can do, and then they got a rookie that's probably going to be another one. And one of those guys are not going to be with the Giants in the next couple of years.
Can I get a blind tag real fast, Jay Chris? I don't like how the NFL fined Antonio Brown but did not fine Victor Cruz. And the Victor Cruz salsa dance, you clearly see Beckham. I almost said something else in front of that. Y'all know it comes before that if you know me. Okay, Mr. Tickle Fight. taking pictures like they were, doing selfies while he was salsa dancing. If that wasn't the epitome of a choreographed celebration, I don't know what it is. The NFL needs to get its facts straight and get its rules straight and get things in line. You can find this grown man who shouldn't have been twerking, but you're going to not find the Giants? I just don't know. Go ahead, Jake. I'm sorry. I have to get that out there.
Mike, really quick, but what is the NFL ever, ever partisan, you know? Never, man.
Good point. That's a good point. I wasn't even thinking about it, but yeah, it's a good point. Antonio Brown probably should not have been fined, but I guess if they're going to fine Randy Moss for act pretending to moon the crowd, they'll probably fine Antonio Brown for twerking. I mean, come on, man. But Victor Cruz and the Stassi, they're not going to fine him for that. They market that, so no, they're not. But they can't market a guy twerking. I guess they can. I mean, they could if they thought about it. But. I guess they're not really going to. But in this game, I'm gonna go with the Skins home. I had them covering that 3 points. A lot of experience on that skin squad. We're not sure what Dak Prescott is completely yet. They had him throwing a lot of balls for rookie's first game. 22 for 40. You had your rookie first game, you had him throwing 45. That's a lot. That's a lot of balls. I don't know if they're gonna. They might try to run the ball a little more because. Oh man, his name escapes me. Well, I'm having issues.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Elliott is going to learn how to hit those pockets, hit those holes. He'll learn. He'll have to learn if he wants to stay in the league. He'll have to learn.
I pray to God he doesn't.
I mean, as a Cowboy hater, yeah, I do too. But they're going to have to figure it out, and Dak and Elliott might be figuring it out together, which could be a scary thing. Let's move on to the next one. We have the New York Giants at home, 5-point favorites against the New Orleans Saints. Mike, who you got?
I got the god darn New York football Giants after the way New Orleans couldn't do what I thought they could do and stay at home and win this game that they had a commanding lead in the fourth quarter. Drew Brees gave me wonderful fantasy points, but his defense, as always, the same way Micah said it would happen, happened in the fourth quarter. How can I go for the freaking New Orleans Saints in this game in New York opening up their home opener with the return, as you just said, Victor Cruz, the New York football Giants next to the Pittsburgh Steelers might have the best offense in football. I've seen Jennings running through the hole like I haven't seen him in a couple years, like he took a couple years off in that game against the Dallas Cowboys. I got to take the New York football Giants with this one, Jay Chris.
Let me get a blind tag. Well, not, it's not a blind tag officially, but I just wanted to say that.
I was going to say it, but I want you to finish.
You know what happened in that fourth quarter, Mike? You know, everything was right that you know, it was, you know, West Coast team coming east and all like that.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter is usually what time on the East Coast? Around 3 o'clock
start
or so. It's usually start time for the West Coast team. And I guess that's when the Raiders woke up. I think that's what happened in that one.
That 2-point conversion out of one, because there was only a 1-point spread, and Jack Del Rio, who I think is overrated, just as much as Jeff Fisher and Rex Ryan is, would have really gone down in a bunch of trouble for going forward for 2 points. I get going with the young team, but I really wish they'd have lost that game, Jay Chris.
Giants 5-point favorites at home against the Saints. You know, that X factor of Drew Brees is always tough to overcome, but I'm going to go to the Giants as well in this one to cover the 5. They'll probably win by a touchdown or something like that.
What do we call this game?
Yeah,
I think, you know, Eli's playing his home team, even though he's at home. You know, being from New Orleans and whatnot.
I don't know. Can we come up with a special name for this game?
Home versus home? Home and home? The home and home game.
Oh, we can call that for football.
I finally get to beat my dad or something game.
Huh?
His dad played for the New Orleans Saints. He gets to beat him.
His dad don't play now. That don't make no sense. Man, somebody get that boy a sandwich with you.
Big brother just was old with that thing.
How you going to play this? I get to beat my dad game. And his dad
ain't playing. Because he has daddy issues. You know Peyton was always the golden boy in that family.
Yeah, actually, it was the older son, actually. But I get your point.
Michael, who you got in this?
Well, I gotta go with the team that's gonna have a better defense and gonna have a more explosive offense to go ahead and contend. Plus, Drew Brees is playing outside. He's not as good outside. I mean, he's okay, but he's not as good outside as he is in that dome. So, give me the Giants and the points, and I don't even think it's gonna be that close.
Hugo.
Can't hear you, buddy.
Sorry, I had you guys on mute for there for a second. I apologize. What I was going to say is to say that it's not even going to be close, and to besmirch what you just said about Drew Brees, Mike, and that he's not even that good on the outside. When this is a quarterback on any type of level could throw over 4,000 yards year after year,
Hold on, say what? Every time you – every episode you say I say something that – did not say. I said nothing bad.
I never
about
said you.
Future.
I didn't say you.
No, no, said me.
Said
he said me.
Too close.
Pronounce
the H in his name.
Micah. Just call me Emmy or something. Call me Emmy or we have a difference.
But anyway, come on, Micah. Check what you said, man. 4,000 yards every single year. Even Michael will agree with me that he definitely is an elite quarterback. But.
Well, hold on. At what point in time did I say that he wasn't an elite quarterback? I say he doesn't
play
as well.
I never said that. But what I'm saying is he definitely is an elite quarterback.
Take the context of what I said. Clean your ears off. Take the context of what I said. He's outside. He doesn't play as well outside as he does in the Superdome.
You said he's not that good. So you say he's not consistent, is what you're trying to say. That's what you said.
From what the numbers say.
That's actually what you said, Micah. I'm sorry. I normally I'm on your side. You know that we're a tag team, but sometimes you know.
I'm defining what I said. But he's saying, but he equated that to me calling that Drew Brees was not an elite quarterback. Like, no, that's not provocation, bro.
Inconsistent. Right. Inconsistency definitely is the word that you can.
Well, who's your guy?
I got the Giants. I got the Giants because I really don't trust New Orleans and their defense. Their defense is just abysmal, guys.
Abysmal.
Yeah,
we gotta get through.
Okay, so on the docket we got Carolina, 13 favorite. 13 favorite at home against San Francisco.
We gotta talk about this.
Well, this is interesting. East Coast game, West Coast team coming to East. It's a 1 o'clock game.
I think Carolina. I think they can put 21 on the boys.
I got to go with what I went against last week and watch it bite me back in the butt because Carolina could very easily blow them out. However, I really think with everything that's going on with Colin Kaepernick, where he lost that team a year ago in that locker room, he has that team. He has a nation cheering for him despite the nation that's against him. That team will play well enough to cover that. Guess what, y'all? That's not my upset of the week. But I can't go for it. Number one rule in handicapping this year now that Peyton's gone is double-digit leads in the NFL are disrespectful. I went with it last week. I got burnt in the butt. I got to go back to my roots. San Francisco covers this game, Jay Chris.
Who you got? Emmy.
Well, at the end of the day, San Francisco not only got done with their game of like close to 1 o'clock in the morning, they're also on a short week and they're traveling to the East Coast. Yeah, they're not winning this game. I'm taking Carolina. I don't think it's going to be that big of a spread.
Why are you taking Carolina then? We don't pick winners and losers. We pick spreads. Follow the program.
Whatever. So Carolina's going to blow them up. There you go. They're going to be too tired, no matter what kind of inspiration Mr. Knee has been giving them.
Well, that's overrated. Every team plays on a short week. That means nothing anymore in the NFL.
No, that's not the only thing I'm going on. See, here we go again.
Carolina
you missed other parts that I said. 1 o'clock in the morning. Traveling from the West Coast.
I get the West Coast part, but they got finished at 1 o'clock in the morning our time. They didn't get finished at 1 o'clock in the morning their time. They got finished at 10 o'clock in the morning their time. I mean, 10 o'clock in the evening.
They're not winning.
I don't have them
winning either. I just have them covering 13.
San Francisco be a lovely Rams team. Terrible Rams team last week. 20, I think it was 20.
What's expected
is
the fact
that
we all believed it in the Rams.
Right, we did. But that's what I'm getting to this point. San Francisco is coached by Chip Kelly, and we know Chip Kelly can put points on the board. We know he can. Firsthand, Eagles fan, I've seen him do it. He can put
He's
points on the board
Carolina
with not a lot to work with, and we know San Francisco does not have a lot to work with. They don't, and Carolina no longer has Josh Norman. I don't think this is a 13-point win for Carolina. Carolina, I think, wins the game. I don't think they win by 13. I'm going with San Francisco to cut 13.
And, Jay Chris, he's 1-1 against Carolina, Chip Kelly is.
He is 1-1
against Carolina. One year we blew them out with the Eagles, and next year we got blown out with them by the Eagles.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely. Actually, no, I think last year was a little close. It was a little bit close. Last year was
It got close at the end.
Right, it got close at the end.
We lost 9 or 10 points, somewhere around that line, yeah.
Chip Kelly is the X factor here in this game. San Francisco covers that 13. On to the next one. We got Arizona at home, 6.5-point favorites against Tampa Bay. Mike, you have Tampa Bay winning this game.
I don't have Tampa Bay winning it. I just have Tampa Bay covering it.
Well, you pick, okay, let me rephrase. You picked Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you know what? You know how you have instincts, and they always say go with your instincts?
Mm-hmm.
I should have did that last week with them in Atlanta, and I didn't. I think Jameis Winston wants to be the quarterback. I think he wants to be great. And sometimes I look at quarterbacks, and I think they're just there for the job, and they're there to win, not to lose. You know what I mean? Not to win the game, just not to lose. And I really, really believe in this team. I really do. I think they can they're going to cover. And if they went outright, I wouldn't be surprised. I like the receivers, and I like Jameis Winston. And I like that deep. I like Tampa Bay to really challenge Carolina for that division.
Tampa Bay is definitely a team on the come up. Definitely a team on the come up. And me, who you got this one?
Oh, we got to go. I got to go with Arizona. Arizona and give me the points on that one. Definitely. That's what I'm doing, Jay Critter.
Hugo!
I really like what Mike said. I had that. Everything that you said, Mike, I definitely agree with you 100%. I have
it's
to
7 points.
Tampa Bay covering.
Like 7 points.
Yeah, that's a lot. Especially against famous Jameis, the way that he's actually blowing it up this year. Well, in the first game, at least. I mean, we saw a lot of big things of him. He has weapons around him. The defense is stronger from last year. I think Arizona wins, but Tampa Bay covers that spread. There's no way that they're going to get blown out by more than 7 points.
Wow. You know, I want to pick Tampa Bay. I want to go with everybody on this. I'm going with Arizona. Arizona at home. At home. Wait a minute. Why every time I go against the squad, I got to lock it up? Wait a minute. Let me finish. You got Arizona at home. Okay, they didn't have to travel. You got them coming off a loss in the game where they probably should have won. Arizona's going to come out with a chip on their shoulder. Famous Jameis. I like Jameis. I like these Buccaneers. This probably would have been a game that I would have marked as do not touch. However, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go with Arizona in this game. I'm going with Arizona to cover that 6.5. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. Next game on the docket, Seattle. And you have this marked as the do not touch, Mike, and I'm kind of surprised. But Seattle, a six and a half favorite at L.A., in the L.A. Coliseum, at the Rams.
Why are you surprised?
Why am I surprised? Is it do not touch?
Yeah.
Because
they
L.A.
They split for the last three straight years.
L.A. is garbage.
They split for the last three straight years.
I know, but L.A. is terrible. They're terrible.
Certain teams have certain other teams' numbers, no matter how
you're right, and
they
are. And we've said this for the last – we've said it for the last 2 years. We said it.
They're three and three in their last six games against each other. I'm sorry.
I think Seattle wins this game by at least two touchdowns.
They had a tie a few years ago.
I think Seattle wins this game by two touchdowns. I just do. I see them win this game by two touchdowns. I think LA has a little something to prove just like Arizona this week. But I think Seattle wins this game by two touchdowns. I don't think LA can stop anybody right now. The way they look, I might be a prisoner of the moment, but the way they looked to me last week, and maybe I'm just mad because they are the ones that caused me to lose my 1 point lead in fantasy last week when I had Tavon Austin and the Rams.
They are. I had them too. I had them both, and they gave me
and I lost. You couldn't give me a field goal.
Yeah.
You couldn't give me a field goal. I was up by one going into the game. Lost by one at the end of the night. Somebody else go. I'm mad now. Somebody else go.
Okay, it's all good.
I'm not
I got you.
This,
I,
game.
I, this game stinks because it's gonna be just a destruction of LA. If Case Keenum is still their quarterback, I do not believe that they're gonna have a chance in this game. Maybe they'll do something later on down the road. History tells us they split. They ain't doing nothing in this game. They're gonna get dusted. They're gonna get destroyed. It's gonna be more than 7 points. That's why I'm going with Seattle. Above seven.
Micah, straight to the point. I tend to agree with him. I agree with Mike on that one. At least stinks, man.
This is why I say this is the show for the intelligent sports fan, Jay Chris. Well, where I'm surprised at, see, Micah's new to this, and Micah's not a a gambler like us. Hugo's a gambler. I do. You're a big one, Jay Chris, with the poker world that you're a part of. So I'm surprised by this. I really am surprised because history does mean something in sports. It really does. You know what I mean? I could be wrong. I could be fully wrong. And they're very capable of getting blown out, and I would not be surprised. But it's a game I'm not touching because history has told me over the last three seasons they have Seattle's number when nobody else has their number. No one has their number. Jeff Fisher can't win nothing but against Seattle, in my opinion.
And here's my X factor for those that want to go with L.A. in this game. Here's my X factor here. First game in the L.A. Coliseum, first regular season football game in the L.A. Coliseum in like 20 years. That crowd is going to be rambunctious. Will they be rambunctious in the fourth quarter? We'll have to see. But that crowd is going to go crazy in the beginning of the game. L.A. will feed off of that crowd, hopefully, for those that want to go with L.A. in this game. That's the X factor for me. That and that alone is the X factor with that L.A. crowd. If they're a Lakers crowd, L.A. doesn't have a chance. If they're a Clippers crowd, L.A. has a chance. Next game on the docket, we got Denver, 6-point favorites at home against Micah's Colts. M.E., I'm going to let you start this one. What you got?
Well, like Mike just said, when it comes to history, Andrew Luck has a fantastic history against the Denver Broncos, and that was the Peyton Manning-led Denver Broncos. So I'm going to go with Denver on this one because I understand that my Colts are not doing a whole lot of things well, and part of that reason is because of Chuck Pagano. I hope that maybe people start really realizing and looking at that because that loss that happened last week was on him and not necessarily Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck did what he was supposed to do. He put the team back in position to win, and then the coach kind of blew away the game with his poor management. So I'm going with Denver. I do believe that Indianapolis will cover, though, because Andrew Luck ain't going to just go down. Just go down.
Can you please stand with him? You cannot say Denver wins and then they're not going to cover. We don't tear.
I don't say, I'm going to be misunderstanding something. Didn't you just pick a team to win, to not win the game but cover the points?
No, yeah, but you did the complete opposite of that, Micah. You said I got Denver to win the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I expect Indianapolis
exactly
to cover
I
the
apologize.
Point.
I got earbuds in my ears, man. Go ahead.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, what? I mean, you just did that. Like,
all right, go ahead. All right. Okay.
So what? So when it's all said and done, Micah, you're picking the Colts.
He's picking the Colts.
Okay.
All right. I'm expecting Denver to win the game, but the Colts to cover the points.
So you're picking the Colts.
Picking the Colts, because all we pick is points winners. We don't pick winners and losers.
Well, okay.
See?
It's all right. You'll get it, man.
You'll get it. Right. You'll get it. Oh, it's got a burden sometimes. That's all.
It's all right.
We're short for time, so I'll just be real fast. I got Denver.
Hugo, you
got Denver too.
I'm also picking Denver in this one. Next on the dock, we got Oakland, 5-point favorites at home against Atlanta.
I got Oakland.
I'm taking Oakland as well.
Oakland.
I'm also taking Oakland. I think they are a surprise team this year. I've been saying it all year. All year, it's been 1 week. Next on the dock, we got San Diego at home. 3-point favorites at home against Jacksonville. Mike, you have
really
this
like
as your upset of the week.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I got Jacksonville in my upset of the week because they were pressed for time. That team over in San Diego that I believed in really got hit hard with Keenan Allen losing. I still think they're not as bad as they are. I just think Jacksonville might have proved me wrong, so I'm going to go with Jacksonville. Upset of the week.
I really like Jacksonville as well. I agree with Mike 100%, like what to see from them. And I have a feeling that they're a team that could go 8-8, so I'm definitely taking Jacksonville.
Jacksonville Jaguars, and for me, it won't be an upset.
Stop. It's an upset, Micah, because they are not favored to win the game. You cannot make your own rules.
Yes, I can. I'm wrong.
You cannot make your own rules.
Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying, though.
I like Jacksonville to win the game. I want to go. Everything in me wants to go with San Diego. I haven't believed in San Diego since Jay Humphries and Natron Means. Was it Jay Humphries? I don't know. I just pulled that name out of the air. But I'm going to go ahead with with Jacksonville traveling across the country and beating San Diego. I just don't. I'm not a Phillip Rivers guy. He burnt me too many times in fantasy. Your Sunday night game, you have the Green Bay Packers at Minnesota. 2.5-point favorite at Minnesota. Maybe Sam Bradford starts. I don't know if we know yet. Mike, who you got? This is your lock of the week.
We know, and Sam Bradford starts, and it doesn't matter. Green Bay wins this game. Green Bay has something to prove. There it is. I hate that I have to cheer for a team I've hated my whole entire life, but I really, truly like Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay, lock of the week. Lock it up.
M.E., I hope that's not you.
No, that's me. No, I'm going with Green Bay in this game. Got to go with Green Bay. I actually saw a real defense last week, and I think that's going to continue to get better.
Hugo!
That 2.5 spread wants me to go Green Bay, but I have a feeling this is going to be my upset. This is my upset of the week. I am taking Minnesota to beat Green Bay by 3. So I'm taking Minnesota.
Woo! This is Minnesota's first game in the new dome.
Yep.
First game in the new dome, and you know it's going to be crazy in there. I'm also going to pick Green Bay in this game. I think Green Bay, you know, they have a little chip on their shoulder because they lost the division to Minnesota last year. Green Bay gets a chance to get them early, and I still think Minnesota might be in a little disarray with their quarterback situation. I don't know. I'm picking Green Bay to cover that 2 points. Are we picking Monday night tonight, or are we picking Monday night Sunday night?
We can pick.
I mean
it on
Monday night. Are we picking Monday night?
We're
Monday night.
We can pick it up. Money. We got Canelo Alvarez. We got like 2 minutes up in the show, so we got to get that Canelo Alvarez in here.
Canelo Alvarez. I'm taking Canelo.
All right, we'll be ballsy. How does he win? I'll go.
He wins by 4th-round knockout. What I've seen from Canelo lately, the last couple of fights, dominant. He's ready for that fight against Triple G. I'm taking Canelo in the 4th-round knockout.
I'm sorry. Last couple of fights, you mean his last two? Because before that, he lost.
That's a couple.
Just saying. Okay, that is
couple.
No. Yeah, because a few was more than two. You're right. Okay. Cool beans.
I'm taking him to win by knockout. I think that's good money to bet on him to win by knockout. I didn't think he looked all that great in his last fight, honestly. I know he won by knockout, but he didn't look great in that last fight. He fought Amir Khan with that glass jaw. Amir Khan gave him all types of fits with that speed, the same kind of fits that Floyd gave. Actually, Amir Khan looked better against Canelo than Floyd did, in my opinion.
Well,
just my opinion.
Your tongue out and smack yourself
first 2 rounds.
I'm just saying, Floyd looked good, but I think Amir Khan looked better. And we know Amir Khan wasn't going to put him down. He don't have that kind of power. But I think Amir Khan gave Canelo a lot of fits. I've said that Canelo has trouble with those quick kick fighters, but as soon as he gets to you, he's going to knock you out. He dominated Cotto, but he had trouble with Amir Khan. He'll dominate the fight as well. I am one to say that I don't believe in the European fighters that much. I said
at all.
I just like the fire. I definitely got Canelo to win this fight.
I got Canelo in a 6-round knockout and a TKO this time. It's going to get stopped. You know the worst part about this fight is none of us have an idea who this other guy is. You can hype me on promo videos all you want to, but you're not known. This fight should not be on pay-per-view. This fight should not be in Jerry's world. But because he's a Latin fighter, Mexican fighter, they take advantage of it. Very good promotion by Oscar De La Hoya. But, yeah, TKO stoppage. What did I say, 5th round?
He said 7.
Yeah, 6th round.
7th.
Six.
6th round. No, 6th round TKO.
I got him winning the 9th round. Mike, you got any opinion on this one?
Knockout in 6. Similar to Mike, he's going to do well, very well.
Well, I didn't write any of these down, so we can all say if there's a knockout that happens, we can all say we picked the round and nobody will be able to prove it unless we run back the tape. Mike, take us out.
Don't wake up tomorrow morning and say hello. Fix me and don't love God. Listen, people, I got a problem. Read a book.
Great cash, homie.
This is the Soulless Voice, hosted by Mike Knox. It's Barbershop Talk, still we...